Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You know, I'm looking at some of these poll numbers flashing up on some of the monitors in the Crossbreed Pollster Armed American Radio studios, and I don't think we should even have an election. I just think it's over. I think the Clinton campaign should just declare victory. Obama should make it so. And Trump should just go away. I think that's what should happen based on the polls I've seen. Of course, I see numbers that show two sides of everything. But my question to you is this. Are you sick of this yet? You got 15 days of this crap left. Are you tired of it yet? Because the media is hoping you're tired of it. Because they're pushing you one way. They're trying to suppress the vote. So I ask you, are you tired of it yet? Well, you think about that. And we'll talk about it more throughout the hour. And, of course, for the next 2 weeks. We have to. It's what we do. But I don't want you to fret over this stuff. I want you to get your head out of your media, except for some of the guests that we have here, like Stephen Gutowski coming up in just 2 seconds at Washington Free Beacon and AWR Hawkins and some of my stuff in this program, other stuff. Just get your head out of it. Quit watching all the pundits all day long. It's Taco Bell news. It's the same crap and the same, just a bigger wrapper. The burrito is the same as the soft taco. Doesn't matter what network you're watching. Doesn't make any difference. All the same stuff over and over again. Same pundits. They fly them into town. Those pundits do, I don't know, 5 or 6 Fox shows in 3 days. You get the same crap. It's the Taco Bell taco over here, and it's the burrito on the next hour. Right? Then it's the tostada over here. It's just the same stuff. Just a different short skirt asking the questions. Did I just say that? Yeah, because it's true. Don't believe me? Turn it on. Get your visuals, then turn it off. It's the same garbage. That's simple. Yesterday's monster program was huge. David Keene, former president, past president of the National Rifle Association, author of Shall Not Be Infringed, The New War, The New Assault on Our Second Amendment. It's an amazing read. If you haven't read it, please read it. Pick it up. Go get the digital version. Go get the hard copy. Read the book and give it to someone else before the election. It's absolutely vital. Let's go right to the phones, the Armed American Radio Hotline, Stephen Gutowski. Stephen, welcome to the show. I cracked up when I saw one of your tweets. I had to call you.
Thanks for having me on.
You ready to go there for a minute? This is hilarious. You know, for somebody who writes, and I write stuff every single day, goes up on my site, goes out to Ammo Land, been writing for Concealed Carry Magazine for a dozen years. You know, how tough is it? You do it for a living. How tough is it to edit your own work?
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially if you're not the greatest speller or not the best with grammar like I am, it can be pretty hard.
Well, there's a program out there that I've used for a long time. It's called Grammarly, and it's wonderful. And I saw one of your tweets. Let me go over to your Twitter today. Let me see if I can find it. Well, I'll just let you. What did you put out today? Because it just cracked me up. What did you find? And you tweeted this out. What was it?
Yeah, if anyone out there uses Grammarly like you do, you can opt for these little emails that give you a summary of some of your common mistakes so you can get better as a writer. And in there, there's a free version of Grammarly, and then there's also a premium version that you have to pay. I think it's $15 a month. It's kind of expensive, but you have to pay for it. And they put little ads in there that are if you pay for it, here's the kind of thing, here's the extra sort of checks that we'll do for you, more complex grammar mistakes to fix those. And apparently they've added another feature that will fix your language to be politically correct. So if you're not politically correct, they'll let you know.
Well, I saw that tweet. I went, get out of here. Steven's got to be messing with us here. That's got to be so, because I use Grammarly. And I thought, well, am I using the free one or am I using the paid one? So I went up to, and I opened up the app, and I'm like, okay, well, I use this all the time. I can't remember if I pay for this stuff every month. And sure enough, I go to subscription up here, and I'm looking at it right now. I'm on the quarterly plan, and it's one payment of $59.95, right? So I'm saving $9.97 a month. Yeah, I'm saving almost $10 a month by paying quarterly, and it's pushing me to save up to 30% by upgrading to the annual plan. Now, what you get with the premium is, like you said, it will, instead of just give you comma splices and things like this, it'll tell you whether you're in the passive voice, maybe you want to move to an active voice, and it gets pretty aggressive. It will tell you that you're using repeated verbiage in there, and it will suggest other language for you. And the app works wonderful, and it really does. It really does fix your writing. So I saw your tweet, and I said, I've got to try this. This can't possibly be. So I went in, and I typed in the following sentence. An Oriental man and a black man walk into a bar. Boom. the little yellow thing pops up underneath. Interestingly, Oriental Man, not under Black Man. So you hover over that line, and sure enough, it says, possibly politically incorrect speech. This speech may be outdated and offensive to some. You may want to consider. I said, oh, my gosh, I had to call you. So I picked up the phone and called you immediately and said, I can't believe you did. Now, here's what got me. I don't know if I'm more upset about the fact that they do that or the fact that that's the first time I've ever seen it with anything I've written. I got to start writing a little bit more harder, brother, a little harder, brother, if I haven't seen that before. I got to start putting more oomph into my stuff that's never popped up on me before.
Yeah, well, that was the thing about the example, too, is, like, he used Oriental in there.
Right.
In reference to, and then suggested change it to Asian. And
right.
For me, I was like, this is like the 1930s. This is the last time you heard anyone use Oriental as a word. Like, what are they catching in these politically incorrect
right.
mistakes? I kind of wanted to subscribe just to see what exactly Grammarly thinks is politically incorrect.
Well, I got to tell you, you know how I talk on the radio. You know the things we talk about here, and I write about these things. My latest piece up at Ammo Land is about my disdain for the mainstream media and some of my observations and how we can fix the problem of bias in the media. And here's how I say that we can do that, Stephen. There's pairs of words that don't belong together in the same sentence, and I reference them in my piece. One of those pairs is career politician. Those two words don't belong in the same sentence. Okay? Career politician, that's part of the problem we have today with where we're at. Decades and decades and decades of these people instilled in power who just become, they just believe their own bubble and they become elite. They make a ton of money, and I can't figure that out on their salary. I'd love to figure out how they make tens of millions of dollars on their six-figure salary. But that's a different show. And then the other pair, Stephen, I've heard was news personality. Those two words don't belong together in the same sentence, right? And my suggestion is here's how you eliminate the process. Because you see, when tabloid journalism begins following around a newscaster and reporting on the dresses that she's wearing to Clinton donor foundation things, we have a problem in America. So here's what my suggestion is. Put broadcast journalists in front of the camera for 30 days, then chuck them out with the bathwater. They don't become multimillionaires. They don't become celebrities. They read the news for 30 days, and they're out the door. They had their 15 minutes of fame, and bye-bye. Problem solved. Next. But I wrote that piece, and it wasn't real nice when I first put the thing down. And none of the politically correct have ever popped up on anything I've written, so I thought that was fascinating.
The other thing I think is fascinating about it, it's a private company. They can do whatever they want. I wonder what's who the market is. Like, who's the person out there that's like, yes, I want to pay Grammarly to speech police all of my writing for me because I'm
yeah,
not
I'll
sure
tell you.
If I'm being politically correct or not. I just think that I'd like to meet this person.
There's clearly a market for people who are using it for that reason. I don't know who they are. As I said, I had no idea it did it. I thought it was fascinating. I couldn't. It almost put me in tears when I read that thing. I was just pretty much on the floor. All right, I like to use the new media buzzwords on my show. Let's pivot. Because that's their new buzzword. It's working across all of the networks now. Their new favorite word is pivot. Well, she's going to pivot here, and he's going to pivot there, so we'll use that word. Let's pivot to the next topic. And the next topic that I'd like to talk with you about is the Brady campaign trying desperately, Stephen, to remain relevant. Now, you wrote about this, and you put the video, I think, or you linked to the video up on your site. We don't have time to play the video yet, but I'm going to when we come back from the break. But would you spend about the next 60 seconds telling us what it is the Brady campaign is doing about toddlers, you know, killer toddlers?
Yeah. Well, so people might have noticed that when Hillary Clinton was asked about her comments on the Hillary decision, she said something bizarre about how it's all about protecting toddlers, which is obviously anyone who knows anything about the Second Amendment or the Hillary decision. Says that that's not remotely true. Well, it seems like one of the reasons that she might have come up with this defense is because this is the next thing. This is what they're pushing now in the gun control movement. And, you know, all the groups are talking about this, but the Brady campaign, in their brilliance, had decided to come out with an entire sort of ad campaign around. It's supposed to be sarcastic, I guess, but it's It's based around this website called toddlerskill.org.
Now, we're going to go there. I just was told we're getting ready to take a break, so it's a perfect place to stop, is at the toddlerskill.org. If you're in front of a computer and you have a chance to look at this during our break, do so, and then I'm going to play the audio on toddlerskill.org, and Stephen and I will pick up that conversation from there, because it is, the only thing I can call it is sheer desperation from an organization who has been spent into irrelevancy by Michael Bloomberg, and they're just doing everything in their power to stay alive. It's the saddest thing you'd ever want to see. When we come back, Armed American Radio continues with the great award-winning journalist Stephen Gutowski from the Washington Free Beacon. You can check it out at Free Beacon and at Stephen Gutowski. Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, I'm talking with Stephen Gutowski of Washington Free Beacon. You can check them out at Free Beacon on Twitter, at Stephen Gutowski, Stephen underscore Gutowski. Stephen, is it underscore Gutowski, right? Your Twitter handle?
I mean, it's just Stephen Gutowski, because it's hard enough to spell that on a
chat. Okay, Stephen Gutowski, Gutowski. Please, I encourage you to follow him and get all this great stuff. A lot of what Stephen writes pops up on Drudge Report shortly thereafter. So this is the real deal. And there's a reason that Stephen is an award-winning journalist, and he's pro-gun, and he thinks like we do, okay? That's why he's a regular guest on this program and others. But he was talking about one of the pieces was the toddler piece from the Brady campaign. Stephen, let's go ahead and play this audio. I'll play the video. Of course, you'll hear the audio, and then we'll talk about it when we're done. Here you go.
A woman is dead after a toddler got hold of a gun.
A toddler shoots dad and pregnant mother with one bullet.
Shot in the head by her 3-year-old son. This morning, a toddler shot his sister dead.
America's got a real problem. It's time we did something. We need to lock them up. Not the guns. That's just un-American. The toddlers. Round them up. Deport them. Get them out of our country. And keep them away from our guns. Guns don't kill people. Toddlers kill people. Keep America safe. Stop the toddlers now at toddlerskill.org.
All right, that is perverted, twisted, evil, and sick. Here's why. You couldn't see what I was looking at. And what I was looking at was pictures of toddlers with binkies in their mouths, holding 1911s, 3-year-olds standing propped up with bolt-action rifles, kids shooting firearms, and all of this bogus crap. Kids in front of, holding mug photo cards with their description and their ID numbers on them. It's disgusting. Stephen, take it away.
Yeah, well, one thing that I think is important to note here is everyone who just listened to that audio can tell this entire campaign is supposed to be about toddlers and young children, right? I guess it's supposed to be sarcastic. They're trying to make fun of common gun argument, pro-gun arguments. But the big problem is that they put out a set of statistics with this campaign that said something like 2,600 toddlers and teens are killed each year by firearms. And the problem is that they're adding in adults to the statistics that they're using, right? They're adding in 18 and 19-year-olds to statistics that are supposed to be about toddlers. And when you look at the actual numbers involved, as I did in my piece for the Free Beacon, you can see why they do that, because it inflates the numbers dramatically. There's obviously far more 18 and 19-year-olds who are murdered or commit suicide each year than there are 3- or 4-year-olds. So there's a lot of manipulation with the numbers going on in this campaign.
That's not shocking to me, of course, obviously. But I think to people who might see this, let's dig a little bit further without getting into too many of the numbers. Let's look at why they would do something like this and what it means. Clearly, as the two of us know, they will pick something and they will latch onto it and they will try to create a narrative using the mainstream media to do so. Okay, the change from gun control, for example, to gun safety. And now we've got toddlers in here. And coincidentally, as you said, Hillary Clinton mentions toddlers in this bizarre rant when she was talking about the Heller decision, which had nothing to do with toddlers. And she goes off on this rant, and then the mainstream media picks it up. Was it by design that she uttered it and then they picked it up? Because we know that she's getting information in collusion with the media. Or was it by design that she said that knowing that the media would decide to run with it, or she had information on the other side? Either way, it seems to be a coordinated effort, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I would certainly say that among the gun control movement, there's a coordinated effort to make this sort of a new talking point about toddlers and guns. It does seem like the timing with Hillary Clinton giving that answer, especially the answer not having anything to do with the question, really. You know, I think that it's fair to say that there's, you know, they strategize on these things just like any other interest group does, and for whatever reason they've decided that toddlers and guns is sort of the new push.
That's the next. That's the new push. So we're going to start seeing that, like we saw other topics. They move on, and in the meantime, these people leave a wake of destruction behind them, and never go back and correct the record when they decide to. And let's use the left's word now: pivot to another topic. They just leave that wake of destruction behind them. Now you can check that out at toddlerskill.org, or you can read Stephen's work at freebeacon.com/author/Stephen-Gutowski. If you caught all that. Just Google Stephen Gutowski, and you'll find everything. Let's move down to another story. Because the one thing I want to leave that with, too, is the thing that disturbs me more than even the toddler campaign, Stephen, is the fact that she's clearly working with part of the media and others to push this. They're working together, which is, I guess, not a shock in today's day and age. Clinton camp worried about gun control position not playing well in southern states. Were they really concerned about that?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, a lot of emails from John Podesta, who's the Clinton campaign chair, were hacked at some point, and WikiLeaks has been releasing them to the public, you know, the last few weeks. And in some of those emails, you get some behind the scenes views of their strategy when it comes to firearms. And one of those emails shows that this is during the primary, but it shows that I think it was Jen Palmieri, who's one of their spokespeople, was questioning, you know, we're gonna, for this event that's coming up, we're gonna develop some talking points. She assigned, you know, these different issues to different consultants or staffers, and one of them was guns. And in it, when she assigned the gun control, she said, you know, do we need to worry about this, how this is going to play for southern states? So, I mean, clearly they're concerned about it. And in another email, this is a separate story on, they noted one of her debate prep consultants noted that Hillary has the most, she called it forceful position on guns of any major party candidate in history, and that was pissing off people, causing them to, quote, freak out within their own party.
Now, Stephen, we've only got about 20 seconds, but I'll stop it there, and I know that you have to go. So I'm going to continue the conversation and go through some of your writings after your departure on the program today. First, I want to thank you for being here. But you're right, because you've pointed out some things that a lot of us haven't really considered. And within her own campaign, because we talk about, you know, I mentioned it yesterday on the Monster Show. I'm not aware of any national campaign, one, on a gun control agenda, not one. And she's trying to buck the odds here. Now, they're going to claim a mandate and claim it's about gun control when we know the numbers aren't with them. Stephen, thank you very much. Stephen Gutowski, Free Beacon. We'll be back right after this to continue discussing some of these topics he writes about right after this. Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, a couple of things I want to cover with you after Stephen Gutowski's departure. He's a great guy. You need to read what Stephen writes at Free Beacon, freebeacon.com. And I'm not kidding you. A lot of what he puts up there goes right smack to the Drudge Report. Drudge has got him tagged, and boom, when he puts some, a number of his pieces, when you see on Drudge Report or you see national reporting on national quote-unquote news networks, I hesitate to call any of them that anymore. Oh, boy. But different story. I don't want to – I'm going to have to take a breath. There you go. News media gets my blood boiling. Dishonest doesn't even begin to cover it. But when you see the quote-unquote mainstream media cover stories along the lines of, say, for example, record gun sales and NICS checks, they're picking up on what either he wrote or what A.W.R. Hawkins wrote. That's what made it to the Drudge Report. And predominantly, Stephen's work gets up there on that topic. But Drudge will sometimes move to something that A.W.R. Hawkins, you know him as my political analyst on the weekend program, and what Stephen writes. When they talk about these subjects, Drudge picks it up. I mean, these guys are the real deal. Millions upon millions of eyeballs looking at what they read. These are respected sources when it comes to pulling up these stories. Stephen Gutowski was on this program breaking the news, literally within 15 minutes of his story of breaking Katie Couric and her lies. Stephen broke it, and we talked about it on this program before he talked about it with anybody else. These guys are the real deal. So make sure you check out what they write, because they do make a difference. That's why they're here, quite frankly. But let's go back to this toddler's kill. Okay, this is probably one of the most perverted, sick, twisted gun control scheme campaigns I've ever seen. Toddlers kill. It's all about the kids. Let's play to the stupid idiot headline surfer. That's who they're targeting here. Are you one of those people? Doubtful. That's why you're listening to this program. Maybe you've never heard this show before. You're driving down the road and you're listening to this going, wow, maybe I am one of those people. We're here to fix you. If you're broken, I want you to take a listen to the take action portion. Now, I want you to go to this website, toddlerskill.org, and check it out. After you do so, send me an email. Let me know what you think about it. mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And by the way, if you're interested, I have another shipment of my books, both of them. If you want to read both of them, you can send me an email address, and I'll tell you how to get copies of them. I'll give you a great price, and I will sign those. Those are direct personal from me. So I'll give you a good personal price on it, and I'll sign those for you. mark@armedamericanradio.org. If you're interested, let me know. The last batch sold out, but I'll be able to get you some because I've got some new ones in. So that, and that's both of my books, Lessons from Armed America and Lessons from Unarmed America. But take a listen to this, and I want to know what you think. Take action. Keeping guns out of the hands of dangerous people saves lives. And expanding Brady background checks to every sale is the best way to stop dangerous felons, domestic abusers, fugitives, and terrorists from buying guns. Take action to say, pound enough. We don't say hashtag here. Until the phone lady says, please enter the last four digits of your telephone number, followed by the hashtag sign. When she says that, I'll consider it. Until then, it's a pound sign. Always has been. Take action to say pound enough to gun violence. Now, this is sheer desperation from the Brady campaign. A number of former leaders at the Brady campaign have pushed this dangerous. Guns are who are the dangerous people that the Brady campaign is targeting? You. That's who. You're the dangerous person that the Brady campaign is targeting because every single one of their efforts won't stop crime. It targets you, the National Rifle Association member, the law-abiding citizen, the USCCA member, the Gun Owners of America member, the Second Amendment Foundation member, members of gun organizations, state grassroots organizations across the country, because we're the good guys. You're the good guy. I'm the good guy. These laws that they push only affect you. Now, what the Brady campaign doesn't tell you here is the best way to stop dangerous felons, domestic abusers, fugitive, and terrorists from buying guns is universal background checks. That's what they're looking for. Every sale, apply a Brady background check to every sale, which, by the way, is required every time you buy a gun from a licensed dealer. What they're trying to do is knock out your right to sell your personal property to anybody you choose, anyone you know, including families, neighbors. Makes no difference. But they fail to tell you in here that those very background checks haven't stopped any publicized, quote-unquote, mass shooting that they refer to. And I could go on down the list. We do it, in fact, every week with AWR Hawkins, as he rightfully points out, and he names names. No background check would have stopped Umpqua College. No background check would have stopped a theater shooting. No background check would have stopped Adam Lanza at Newtown. No background check would have stopped and on down the line. So you have to look at what the bigger picture is. What is it they're trying to do? Well, on that same page, it's toddlers shot and killed more Americans than terrorists. Toddlers. And the film they put up is sick. It's sick. It's put up by demented, twisted, liberal, un-American, gun-grabber, freak haters who are so desperate to remain relevant that they will resort to this. And they're working hand in hand with the Clinton campaign to do so. That's why she mentioned toddlers when asked about the Heller decision. This woman's a robot. She hasn't had an original thought in 50 years. Well, let's say 30 years. Maybe she had an original thought 31 years ago. But since she's been in public life, she hasn't had an original thought. Other people tell her what to say. They script everything for her. no matter what form the Second Amendment question took place, no matter how it came out during either of the three debates, any of them, made no difference. Her answer was going to be the standard routine. Just pivot to toddlers. Pivot. Don't you love that? It's about toddlers. When they ask you a question about firearms, move it towards your talking point, which is toddlers. The Heller decision had nothing to do with toddlers. It's ludicrous to even suggest so. But suggest so, she does. And whack, gets the media attention. Because that's how a state-run corrupt media operates. That's how propaganda works. And we all know now that she's in cahoots with the mainstream media. If she wins this election, you're going to see the dirtiest, most corrupt administration in the history of this nation. John Podesta is an evil, evil, despicable man. He is a dirty man. Don't take my word for it. Read his emails. And those of you who are willing to let that slide, I'm not sure what that says about you. I don't know why you would let that slide. What have you become? What of your morals? What of your integrity? Documented years of corruption, lies, abuse of power, and you let that slide. You know, it may very well be that Americans are going to have to take their medicine in 2 weeks. It may very well be the case. And if, in fact, we do, we have no one to blame but ourselves. Now, I'm going to blame a lot of other people. I'm going to include the, you know, I've made this comment before. People need to be held accountable. The reason where we are where we are today, what gave rise to Donald Trump? Conservatives have allowed this to happen. I mentioned it last night on the Monster broadcast. We fell asleep at the wheel. I didn't. But as a group, we did. When we come back, we'll carry on the conversation. There's also a free gun giveaway at the USCCA. We're going to pivot to that in just a minute. Don't you love that? Gosh, I wish there was maybe Jim Cantore and a flapping street sign behind me, desperately looking for damage he can report on as he pivots to another subject and another video audio. We'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Ooh, lots to cover with you in this last segment, so we're going to get moving. The USCCA On Air, usccaonair.com. The Gun A Day giveaway today is beautiful. It's the most expensive gun they've given away so far. It's an Adcor Elite Gas Piston Carbine 556223. It's an AR platform, six-position stock, and I can tell you right now just a little bit on it. It's got the quad, integrated quad rail on it. It's absolutely beautiful. It's valued at $2,295. That's the check you're going to get to buy the gun. You can use it for whatever else you want. It's up to you. And all you have to do is activate a member, one of three memberships, to the USCCA Self-Defense Shield, silver, gold, platinum. Cover yourself from $300,000 up to $1.125 million like I do, like my wife does, and like many of my guests do, including A.W.R. Hawkins and others. And if you don't win the gun, which you have 7 hours, 11 minutes, and now 7 hours and 10 minutes and 59 seconds from right now, you will be in the running for the grand prize, which is $15,000. And that's the ultimate tool set, the Snap-on tool set, or a $15,000 check to buy whatever you'd like. 15 grand. 15 grand can change lives. It's a lot of money. Regardless of what you hear on TV, 15 grand's a lot of money. I'd like to have it, but I'm not allowed to be in the running for it. But you can. USCCAonair.com. All right, I got to go back to, before I move on, I want to go back to this toddler thing for just a second, because there's a link on here I want you to go to. Take action, you know, fact checker, this type of garbage you can see. So here's what I want you to see. I want you to see the products. Shop products that probably weren't made in America. All right? Guns don't kill people. I do. Baby onesie. That's a onesie. And on it, it says, guns don't kill people. I do. Next to that, T-shirt. Keep guns out of dangerous hands, T. It's a picture of a baby with a firearm. And next, it's $17.95. Next to that is the Toddler Detention Center playpen. It looks like a prison detention center. Outdoor rec cell. Never worry about toddlers getting a hold of your guns with this mini detention center, complete with childproof double locks and made from only non-recyclable materials. Sold out. Now I'll let you decide for yourselves what you think of this latest stunt. Because never forget that if they were right, with over 300 plus million guns in the hands of hundreds of millions of Americans, if they were right, America's murder rate would be astronomical. And it's dropping like a stone for the last 15 years. Approximately 3.8 to 4.0 per 100,000. We're not even in the top 10 in the world. But they don't want you to know that. They want to inflate it so they can push their agenda. Despicable tactics from a despicable, irrelevant organization. But fun to watch. Toddlerskill.org. Make sure you go there, okay? Golly, that's awful stuff. But I want to pivot now. Had some other things I wanted to talk, but that's okay. I want to move to this because it's important with the last few minutes we have in the segment. Who do I tell you every day wants your guns? Who wants your guns? And you know, there are people that don't like to hear this. You heard David Keene. 30% of NRA members are Democrats. Good. I wish it were 40. I wish it were 50. There are a lot of good Democrats. I'm very hard on Democrats who pull the lever. Very hard on Democrat gun owners that pull the lever. But you've earned it. Like myself as a conservative, who has allowed the Republican Party to become what it's become today, the party of the elites, the establishment. That's my fault as a conservative. As a Democrat gun owner, you too have been asleep at the wheel. You've allowed what's happened to your party to happen as it's come to gun rights. You haven't been loud enough. And I don't care who likes to hear that and who doesn't like to hear that. It doesn't matter to me. Facts are stubborn things. We're not going to sugarcoat it here. It is what it is. And there are people that don't like to hear that. We have Democrat members. We don't want to upset. That's fine. But we're not going to lie about what is. And I feel bad for you. I feel bad for 90% of Democrat gun owners who are just like me in their love of firearms and the right to defend themselves. The difference being that there are other issues that make them Democrats, and that's fine. But those issues are more important than their right to self-defense and their love for their freedoms and their firearms freedoms. That's why they pull the lever. Maybe that person is you. You've been left behind by your party. Actually, you've been crapped on, quite frankly, by your party. You're a tool. You're a pawn. They've made fools of you. They'll take your vote, but they hate you nonetheless. But they'll take your vote. And they'll take your money because maybe global warming is more important to you than your firearms rights. Your right to own that AdCor Elite Gas Piston Carbine 556223 that the USCCA is giving away, maybe. So I feel sorry for you. I don't have to worry about how you feel and how you think because I don't, you know, there are no other greater issues. I don't know what it's like to vote for somebody like Hillary Clinton. I don't know what it's like to go to bed at night trying to reconcile my other politics with my right to bear arms. I don't have that problem. I don't go to bed at night wrestling with, I'm a gun owner and I love my guns and I'm an, I don't want to ever give up my guns, but I don't have that problem. But you do. And it's a shame. You know, as David Keene mentioned last night, there are a lot of Democrats behind closed doors support our gun rights. They can't say anything publicly. I feel sorry for those Democrats. Zell Miller is no longer welcome in the Democrat Party. Sheriff David Clark and others. Anybody going to doubt Sheriff David Clark supports our gun rights? The Democrat Party has essentially let all of you down and why you're still there is beyond me. You have a lot of thinking to do, and I feel very bad for you. We want you in our organization. I think we can fix you. I don't know that you're broken. Some of you are broken. Others of you get it, and you're just as dismayed by what's happened within your own party as those of us who aren't members of the party are dismayed at what's happening to your party, you know, the Socialist Party. You're not socialist. You're God-fearing, conservative. You're out there. There are still a lot of conservative Democrats, particularly down south, that have been left behind by the party, and I feel bad for you. But you're responsible for it. Just as the conservative has allowed what's happened within the Republican Party to get away with it and happen, we might have to take our medicine. It may be that we have to suffer, that we have to lose the Supreme Court because we failed. There are others on the other side, on the Republican side, that I will also place blame with. See how easy it was? I got all this just by going to guns. Michigan Dems introducing assault weapon ban in the state house. And I'm going to go there tomorrow because this is an important story, but it's so easy. I pivoted away from the column and went out into space. And when I went off prompter, okay? I'm sorry. Forgive me. I get to do that. Tomorrow I'll go back on, I'll pivot back. How about that? To the story about the Michigan Democrats introducing assault weapons ban in the state house. Because it's an important story. They want to ban everything you own with a detachable magazine. That includes your handguns, and they want to make you a felon, punishable by 4 years in prison to do it. And I guarantee you, Hillary Clinton supports it, along with every other gun grabber group in America. Hence why they're liars. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. And I'll see you tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.